This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that Islamic State has been defeated at its final shred of territory of Baghouz in Syria. AP's Ben Thomas.
Here, we managed to destroy the so-called Islamic Caliphate of ISIS.
That's the commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces through an interpreter at a ceremony in Baghouz marking the Islamic State group's defeat. But in Beirut, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters,
"We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow."
Linda Robinson at the RAND Corporation says the U.S. will have a role ahead.
Intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance support, and some type of supplies and arms. And this is a model for letting the local actors do the fighting and the securing, but supporting them.
I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 1,300 passengers and crew are being evacuated off a cruise ship after it sent out a mayday call Saturday. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Rescue workers in helicopters had to launch a high-risk evacuation of the Viking Ocean cruise ship's passengers and crew, hoisting them up one by one to the helicopter as heavy winds and high waves tossed the ship from side to side off Norway's western coast. Meanwhile, people on the ship still waiting to be evacuated posted video showing chairs and other furniture being tossed around and part of the ceiling collapsing on people. Authorities say the Viking Sky cruise ship sent out a mayday after running into engine trouble. I'm Julie Walker.
Officials in southern Afghanistan say at least four people have died and more than 30 were wounded in twin blasts at an agricultural show marking the 12th traditional New Year celebrations. Authorities say the explosion Saturday happened at the capital of volatile Helmand province. This is VOA News. Up to 1 million people marched through London Saturday to demand a second referendum on Britain's departure from the European Union. AP's Karen Shamus.
The sound of beating drums echoed through the streets of London as the People's Vote March converged on UK Parliament, where the fate of Brexit will be decided in the coming weeks. The march, which some estimated to be 1 million strong, comes a day after British Prime Minister Theresa May wrote to lawmakers saying she would only bring her EU divorce plan back to Parliament if there seems to be enough backing for it to pass. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan rallied the crowds as he suggested Britain cancels Brexit altogether.
It's time to withdraw Article 50.
Yeah! Just earlier in the week, EU leaders in Brussels set two deadlines for Britain to leave the bloc or to take an entirely new path in considering its EU future. Karen Shamas, London.
Thousands of police fanned out across Paris and other French cities Saturday for the 19th consecutive week of yellow vest protest, as the government faced intense pressure to avoid a repeat of the rioting and looting that marred last week's rally in the capital. Hundreds of demonstrators began marching shortly after midday from a square in the south of Paris across the city towards the north. Authorities banned demonstrations in a large area in the west of the city, the scene of last Saturday's rampage by hundreds of black-clad agitators. The demonstration in the capital was largely peaceful, but later in the afternoon, police fired tear gas on protesters. Some protesters set bins on fire. At least 10 people have been killed, 10 others wounded, when militants stormed Somali government offices in Mogadishu Saturday. Eyewitnesses say the attack began with a suicide bombing at the front gate of a compound that houses the Ministry of Labor and Ministry of General Works and Reconstruction. Attackers then stormed the buildings and engaged in a gunfight with government security forces. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Separately, at least three other bombings were reported in Mogadishu. Two of the blasts targeted a security checkpoint where four government soldiers were killed and 10 civilians wounded. Local officials say as many as 115 Fulani people, including women and children, were killed in a raid by gunmen dressed as traditional Danzo hunters in two villages in Mali. The attacks on the villages took place as a UN Security Council mission visited Mali to try to find a solution to the violence that has killed hundreds of civilians in the past year alone. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.